This is Sarah Reichenader from the Stanford Alumni Association. I'd like to welcome our listeners to our first book of the 2016-2017 Book Salon Season, Imperium, a novel of ancient Rome by Robert Harris. Today I'm sitting down with Marissa Galvez, an assistant professor of French and by courtesy of German studies who selected this book for our community. Thank you so much for joining me.
Pleasure to be here.
Marissa specializes in medieval French literature and culture, and her areas of interest include the troubadours, vernacular poetics, the intersection of performance and literary cultures, as well as the critical history of medieval studies as a discipline. At Stanford, she currently teaches courses on medieval and Renaissance French literature and love lyric, as well as courses on the medieval imaginary in modern literature, film, and art. Her recent book, Songbook, How Lyrics Become Poetry in Medieval Europe, treats what poetry was before the emergence of the modern category poetry. That is, how vernacular songbooks of the 13th to 15th centuries shape our modern understanding of poetry by establishing expectations of what is a poem, what is a poet, and what is lyric poetry itself. This book was awarded the 2016 John Nichols Brown Prize by the Medieval Academy of America for the best first book on a medieval subject. So, Marissa, can you tell me just a little bit about why you chose this book for the Book Salon community?
Sure. It's funny, after hearing that introduction, and I thank you for that, people might wonder, like, why did she choose a novel about ancient Rome? Well, I have to say that when I was thinking about a book for the Book Salon, I really wanted to choose one that was pleasurable for me. Because when I pick up a book or have something on my bedside, it's something that I take as a break from my work of academic research on medieval studies. So for me, I've always had a fascination with antiquity and ancient Rome. It started with, well, I have to admit, when I was kind of a tween, I was fascinated with this soap opera called Pompeii, and it was really bad and gross. So that's how it began. But then I took a high school trip to ancient Rome, in which we visited the Forum and all the monuments. And I was so struck with, like, just the history all around. And then we visited Pompeii and Herculaneum, and Pompeii was, again, because it was nurtured by this soap opera kind of thing, the idea that people, there was this tragedy of Vesuvius erupted, and these people were, like, died, and you could just see the shells of their bodies. I mean, I was so struck by this. So that was a very formative experience for me, really cultivated my kind of fascination with ancient Rome. And then I was studying in middle school and high school. I studied Latin, and I studied Cicero. You learn rhetoric through him. You know, it's just textbooks. You read Caesar, you read Cicero. And I was just, that's really where I started to understand the art of rhetoric, like how it was so well constructed, how the elegance of words could really persuade people. And so that, so the first book, novel I picked up by Robert Harris was Pompeii. And that was a page turner. I think I read it like in one sitting. Like, it was so good. It was just great. His style of writing, as an example of historical fiction. Of course, I was interested in the topic. And then I wanted to choose another one for the Book Salon, so I chose Imperium because I like this idea that it was on Cicero, and he incorporates his speeches. And then it's also from the perspective of Tiro, his assistant, which I think is great, like his scribe. So I like having that, that there's that perspective in the narrative. And so that's kind of why I chose the book. And again, just like Pompeii, it is just a great page turner thriller.
Yeah.
About politics.
Yeah. So you touched on the fact that you like that it's written by his scribe. Is there any other particular piece of the book or part of the story that sticks out to you as your favorite?
Yes. I mean, so I'll be the first to say that many novels I read are not political intrigue. And so I knew Robert Harris's other novels like Pompeii, and I was just like, well, that was a page turner. So let's see what he can do with a historical fiction on politics. And so the most exciting culminating scene involves this political injury, this like backdoor meeting with all the major players. And it's very suspense. It's a very suspenseful scene. And without giving it away, Tiro plays a key role in the outcome of that, of what happens there, and also the outcome of what happens to Cicero, whether or not he's going to be elected as consul. Mm-hmm. And again, that's one of the aspects I love about this novel, is that just to connect it to our modern age, it really asks the question of what the role that media plays in politics. Because Sotiro is a scribe, and it's the first time that they have someone who can record things very quickly, like verbatim, like a speech or something like that. And it becomes a very important weapon for the power play within all the political scene in Rome. So that's another reason why I love this novel.
Yeah, that's so interesting. It's so applicable right now with our presidential race that's going on.
Yes, exactly.
The role that media plays.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's what I think when I read this novel, I kept thinking about that. Not only the classic question of, oh, our politics, these kind of intrigues, the backdoor dealings, all this stuff, does that still play out today in our modern age? But also this question of technology, media, staging, recording, how much that plays into forming people's opinions about political figures, you know, since it's strange because it's so different today. But in Imperium, what Tiro is doing is completely new, and it completely changes the game for the political situation.
Definitely. So interesting. I didn't realize all that.
I know. It was great.
So other than maybe the comparisons that people can make between our current situation, you know, in the modern age, and what was happening with Cicero in the political arena with media, and is there anything else that you think the readers would find really interesting to discuss back and forth? Any topics within the book?
I just thought of this now, actually, but I think the role of women in politics. So we are coming right now, right? There's a possibility of having our first woman president. And it would be interesting to consider the role of women, because basically it's a man's game there, you know, in Imperium. Not a surprise, but the women come out, the wives really play these supportive figures, essential figures, in the same way almost, or kind of correlative with the way Cicero plays an essential figure, even though he's essentially a slave, but he is completely necessary for Cicero's campaign to become a consul, like what he can do in terms of what he can do, the skills he can provide. Mm-hmm. And so in the same way, women have this kind of different role as the ones who are close and who know things in between the men. They play an interesting role, I think, that could be discussed in the books a lot, I think.
That's great. That's also extremely applicable.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, after hearing that, I'm really excited to read the book. I've actually never read a historical fiction, so I'm excited. And so I just wanted to say thank you for sitting down with me, and I hope our readers enjoy Imperium.
You're very welcome.